Our new division commander, Major General Pedro del Valle, former commander of the 11th Marines, ordered regular close-order drills, parades, and reviews. This was better than work parties moving rotting coconuts, and added a spit and polish to our routine that helped morale. A regular beer ration of 2 cans a man each week also helped. During close-order drill, we dressed in clean khakis, which each man pressed under his mattress pad on his canvas bunk. As we marched back and forth on the neat coral-covered parade ground, I thought about home, or some book I was reading, and wasn't at all bored. One day, we had a 5th Regiment parade. Decorations and medals were awarded to those cited for outstanding service on Peleliu. Many of our wounded had returned from the hospitals by then. When the Purple Heart Medal was awarded to those who had been wounded, there weren't many of us who didn't qualify for it. During those parades, we took great pride in seeing our regimental flag carried with us. Like all the regimental flags, it had a large Marine Corps emblem on it, with United States Marine Corps emblazoned across the top. Below the emblem was 5th Marine Regiment. But the thing that made our flag unique was the number of battle streamers attached at the top of staff. These streamers, ribbons about a foot long with the names of battles printed on them, represented battles the 5th Marines had fought in and decorations the regiment had won all the way back to Belleau Wood, World War I, and the Banana Wars in South America. We had just added Peleliu to the World War II collection. Those streamers represented more battles than any other Marine regiment had fought in. One buddy said our flag had so many battle streamers, decorations, and ribbons that it looked like a mop, an unsophisticated yet straight-from-the-shoulder summation of a proud tradition. After we had been back on Pavuvu several weeks, I was told one day to dress in clean khakis and to report to the company headquarters tent promptly at 0100. There was some vague reference to an interview that might lead to officers' candidate school back in the States. "Hey, Sledgehammer, you'll have it made, being an officer and all that, wheeling and dealing stateside," a buddy said as I got ready for the interview. "If you're lucky, maybe you can land a desk job," another said. Some of my buddies were obviously envious as I left and walked nervously down the street. The thoughts in my head were that I didn't want or intend to leave Company K, unless as a casualty or rotated home for good. And why on earth had I been chosen for an interview regarding OCS? When I arrived at the company headquarters, I was sent to a tent a short distance away, near the battalion headquarters. I reported to the tent and was greeted cordially by a first lieutenant. He was an extremely handsome man, and I gathered from his composure and modest self-confidence a combat veteran.